Okay, and if I was out on the highway here and I wasn't sure how, I know I'm on the right road, but I'm not quite sure of the distance, and I might stop somebody and say, how?
How far is it?
Okay, and if you want to know how many times someone goes uptown, you might say, how do you go uptown? How
often do you go uptown?
Okay, and if somebody says they weren't going to do something and you agree with them that you feel the same way about it, he might say, for example, I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you might say, well, I'm
not either.
Okay, and what about if somebody has been sick, and when you see them, they still look awfully pale, and how would you describe the way they look? I say, she really looks
pale or bad.
Okay. Any other ways? A child. Maybe they don't look quite sick, but they just don't look good. How would you? Did you ever hear anybody describe it as being puny?
Mm-hmm.
What about peaked?
Well, that too.
Do you ever peaked say that? Mm-hmm. What does that mean if you say he's peaked?
Well, that he don't look as well as usual.
Okay. And what about if somebody's the very opposite of being delicate and sickly looking, how would you describe them? Maybe a boy who lifts weights and he just looks like he's very athletic and so forth. You might say, well, he's
active,
really big and big and what?
Active.
Okay. Any other way? He's talking about a man who looks like maybe the chief of police here. He looks like he'd be a really strong person. How would you describe him?
Well, he'd be robust, I reckon.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout?
Oh, yeah.
Well, does that mean he's very strong or he's getting a little bit fat?
Fat, I'd say.
If you say he's a little bit stout, that means he's got some extra weight. Uh-huh. Would you ever use stout to talk about food that is getting old, say rancid butter or anything like that?
Yeah.
You say that's butter's getting a little stout. If you heard somebody say the butter's getting a little bit stout, would you know that meant it's supposed to be thrown away? Or would you think that's a funny way to say that?
Well, I would.
You think if you wouldn't say it? Okay, you'd say rancid to me is too
right.
Old. Okay, that's what I wanted to know, if you'd ever use, you know, stout. Stout to you just means somebody's getting a little bit fat.
That's right.
Okay. What about somebody who's easy to get along with, always pleasant? How would you describe somebody like that? Somebody that never seems to lose their temper. And if you were telling me about, you know, you can probably think of somebody that is always pleasant. How would you describe that person to me if I said, well, what's she like? She always has a smile on her face. You might say, well, she's always
friendly.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. What about the adjective common? If you say, oh, she's just a common person, does that mean she's a nice, everyday, friendly person? Or does it mean maybe she's not a very nice person?
Well, I wouldn't think it would mean that she wasn't nice.
Okay. If she's just a common person, then means she's not, what, she doesn't put on airs?
Well, that's right.